Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Remember anything else?
believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it.
About your future.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray. I'm excited about my future. I pray that you are excited about your future. God has a wonderful, marvelous, tremendous plan for your life, my wife, my children, the church family. I thank God that, hallelujah, if God be for you, who or what can stand before you? To God be all glory. We give God praise just for open doors, opportunity, manifestation of miracles and blessings. He's still the God of the boom. Amen, somebody. So we thank God for prayer on tonight. We thank God that there is power in prayer. I was telling them we are still so just elated and just still riding from the anniversary service on Sunday. To God be the glory. And it was just such a powerful, awesome time in the Lord. And my wife and I, the church family, we just had a time of jubilee. We're going to pray. But as here in this New Jersey area, we've been having, even today, flash flood warnings and heavy downpours, even today and yesterday. Apostle who preached when they came to town that Saturday, it was heavy downpours before we had the time to go over to New York to really have some fellowship. But all week has been these heavy flash flood watches. And I pray that during the anniversary service, God just give us a good weather day. That was my prayer. I kept asking people to forecast, and the forecast was rain. But it's amazing. It kept putting in my mind, Elijah prayed, and he shut up the heavens from rain. So I knew God could give us one day. Come on, somebody. And the forecast was rain for the anniversary service, and we prayed. And you know, people of God, it did not rain. God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. So know that there is power in prayer. We're going to look at the Bible, a few verses, and then we're going to pray. Exodus chapter number 24, verse number 1. Exodus chapter 24, verse number 1. Thank God for you. I believe God is going to move tonight in the spirit of prayer. But it says, I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible tonight. It says this, then he said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and all the 70 elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come up. And the people may not come up with Moses. Verse number 12 says this. The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and stay up and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commands I have written for their instruction. Then Moses set out with Joshua and his aide, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. He said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you. And if you have any disputes, go to them. Verse number 15. When Moses went up into the mountain, the cloud covered the mountain, and the glory of the Lord covered Mount Sinai. For 6 days, the mountain was covered with the Lord's glory. And on the seventh day, the Lord called for Moses to come up. As we pray tonight, God put this text in my spirit. Because I'll never forget the first years of our marriage, we were part of the marriage ministry. We used to go up to the mountains for a retreat. and we would call it a mountaintop experience for couples. We met other couples up there, and that gave me and Pastor Rebecca a great foundation in our early years of marriage, because we got away from everything. Come on, somebody. And Moses and the 70 elders and Aaron and Hur and Joshua, you had 70, you had two, you had one, and then you had one. But the place, and this is what I want to get to and we're going to pray, the place where God gave Moses revelation and revealed some secrets, the place that God released a blessing, was that isolated place. Prayer is personal. Prayer is private. And sometimes as we come to prayer, I believe God wants to speak to us. I believe God wants to reveal to us certain things he has not revealed to us yet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He was the God of Abraham. He was the God of Isaac. He was the God of Jacob. And he is about to tell Moses through revelation, the Ten Commandments, which he is about to give the people to instruct them on how they should live for God. Abraham didn't get it. Isaac didn't get it. Jacob didn't get it. But God said, Moses, you are different. And God is saying that to you and I today. There is something that he did not reveal to nobody else, but he wants to show you some things. He wants you to have a certain insight and a certain sight, a certain ability to see certain things. And I thank God for the supernatural. And once he gives you that revelation, once he reveals some things to you, because when he reveals it, there's a certain strategies, there's certain things he's going to come and reveal to you. And then there's going to be a release. There's going to be a rhema release of what God wants to do in your life. He's going to give you a strategy on how to win. He's going to give you a strategy on how to stay saved. He's going to give you a strategy on how to defeat strongholds in your life. Amen, somebody. I thank God he brought me from the world. 24 years later, I can testify of so many things through the power of prayer that God have delivered me from. I know there's a testimony on the line tonight. This God is powerful that we serve. And it doesn't matter what you're walking through tonight. Moses had to go through a process, the 10 plagues, the Red Sea, the rod that turned into a stake, the staff in his hand. And many in our generation, we want it so quickly. And as we celebrated 12 years of ministry, sometimes God keeps showing me where he's taking us. And God, glory be to God. I thank God that he gives us a sign. I thank God that he gives us clues. I thank God that he reveals to us where we are going. So when we pray tonight, get ready for revelation and get ready for a release. God, I pray for your people tonight that this mountaintop experience of prayer, like Moses was revealed, the Ten Commandments that was not given to Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, but you said it for Moses. The mountain was covered for 6 days. For 6 days, there was silence. For 6 days, there was no movement. For 6 days, the glory of the Lord filled Mount Sinai. And then on the seventh day, the day of completion, you called to Moses. And that's what you're saying to us tonight. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Again, I say, wait on the Lord. We are praying for patience on tonight. We are praying for the spirit of long suffering. We are praying not to get in a hurry, because you are omnipresent. You are omnipotent. You are omniscient. And God, you know all things. That's why you're never in a hurry. We thank you that we already healed, but help us to wait on the manifestation. We thank you that we already have abundance, but help us to wait on the manifestation. We thank you that we are already delivered, but help us as we pray tonight to wait on the manifestation of the miracles. Kodobo Okata. I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Moses went through a process. God could trust Moses. Hallelujah. I wish I can get into the text. But Moses was faithful, and God could trust Moses. And that's what God is saying to you and I tonight. I need my children, my sons, and my daughters to allow miracles to be wrought through their body, to allow signs, wonders, and miracles to follow those who believe. So, God, we are praying that marriage that's in trouble, that's why your marriage is lasting and other marriages are breaking up, because the hand of the Lord is on you and your wife. The hand of the Lord is on you and your husband. That's why some families, even though they fall apart, they never reconcile. But God is saying, your family is blessed. Your family is favored. Your family is protected. Your family is covered by the blood of Jesus. And that's the signs, wonders, and miracles that this generation, these millennials, they want to know how this God could bless them, how this God could help them, how this God could change them. And we are showing them through our life and through our witness and through our trust, through our belief in Almighty God, when you put your trust in him, he will make a way. Oh, glory. When you put your trust in him, he will provide the tuition money. He will provide the mortgage payment. He will allow the car note, glory be to God, to be paid. He will allow you to sustain your livelihood. That's why we're praying tonight. Moses was a praying man. Moses wanted to give up many times on the people of God, but Moses prayed. And as he prayed and prayed and prayed, God gave him more and more revelation. God released more and more blessings to him. And I pray, God, release a blessing to you tonight. I speak a prophetic word over your life that God is going to reveal revelation. God is going to give you smarts. God is going to give you strategies. God is going to give you strength in the name of Jesus. Yes. So, God, I thank you for your people tonight. Yes. We came by faith.
Yes, God.
Everything we do is by faith. We came to prayer by faith, believing you that you will make a way. We came tonight by faith. So, God, I thank you for every marriage, every family, every business owner, every entrepreneur, every retiree, every single parent, every person working. Glory be to God. We pray for the fruit of our labor to be manifested. We pray for the harvest and the seed that we have sown to produce crops that, hallelujah, glory be to God. To the third and fourth generation, our children will be blessed. We'll have more than enough money to bless somebody else. We'll have more than enough resources to allow the church to be a benevolence to those in need. We have more than enough to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to help the incarcerated. We have more than enough resources through the power of prayer. So, God, we pray tonight. And we believe by faith that it's already done.
Yes.
We believe by faith,
yes,
that one who has been experiencing sickness in their body, glory, there's been a release tonight of healing. There's been a release tonight of wholeness. There's been a release tonight of wellness. So, God, I thank you that it's already done.
Yes.
Pastor, prophet, going to continue to pray.
Yes.
But like Moses, remain faithful. Help us tonight, God. In Jesus' name, glory.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. We glorify your name. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Somebody go ahead and praise God right where you are. Go ahead and give God the glory. Go ahead and give God the honor. Give God the praise because he's worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt you. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We worship you. We glorify your name, God. You are worthy. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, oh God. You are our bright and morning star. You are that friend, oh God, that sticks closer than a brother. God, you continue to be the lifter of our heads. You are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, that light in the darkness, oh God. You are our God. Hallelujah. We praise you on today. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough, oh God. We thank you for supernatural manifestation of your glory, God. Lord, we pray that you continue to show yourself mighty in our lives. Lord, show yourself to us even as you revealed yourself to Moses on the mountain, even as you revealed yourself to Moses in the burning bush, oh God, even as you revealed yourself to Moses in the desert, oh God, in the wilderness, oh God, Lord, to Abraham on the mountain, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, continue to reveal yourself as you revealed yourself to Elijah in the small, still voice, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue to show us your glory, God. Continue to show us, oh God, yourself, oh God. We need to see you. We are seeking your face and not your hands, oh God. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need to see you in this day and time, oh God. To see your manifestation. We need to see your glory. We need to see your power. We need to see you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Visitations, oh God. Signs, wonders, miracles, God. Miraculous breakthrough, oh God. Healing like never before, oh God. Provision like never before, oh God. Angels, angels warring, my God, on the behalf of your people, God. Lord, we need to see something different, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for supernatural breakthrough.
My God.
Hey, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough on this prayer line. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough in our churches. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough in every home under the sound of my voice. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough in every life, in every family, with every child, with tuitions and mortgages. In the name of Jesus, debt cancellation. My God, sickness being cast out of bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're moving like a mighty rushing wind throughout this prayer line, throughout the lives of your people, oh God. That no weapon formed against us can prosper. Oh God, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Oh,
touch your people, God. Reveal yourself, Lord.
Break every chain, God.
Break every
chain.
Break every
chain. Demolish strongholds on tonight. Destroy the yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for those people who are struggling on tonight, God. Those who have been under tremendous weight, God. Oh, lift the weight, God. Oh, my God. Relieve the weight, my God. Take the burden off. You are a burden lifter, my God. In the name of Jesus, lift the weight, God. Lift it off for your people on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, so that they can move forward, God. Somebody feels like they're stuck, my God, like they can't move forward. God, I thank you right now. I declare a supernatural release over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. That person, you're feeling stuck, you're getting ready to move forward. Shift. You're getting ready to move forward. Shift. Begin to shift your feet. Move your feet, says the Lord, because I'm shifting your position. I'm moving you from stuck to success in the name of Jesus. God says he's moving you from a place of being stuck to a position of success. Get ready. Mama, God is shifting you into that successful place. God is shifting you into your successful place in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. The fire of the Lord is on this prayer line. We thank you and we praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. I pray, Hey, hey, glory. Jesus. Pray for my sister, Renee, oh God.
God.
I thank you, Lord. She's one who has felt stuck, oh God. I pray in the supernatural realm that she is unstuck right now.
Yes.
In the name
it's
of
broken.
Jesus,
yes.
The chains have been broken.
Oh,
the shackles
yes.
have been shattered. Nothing can hold her. I bind up that spirit of the discouragement,
Jesus.
That spirit of depression that's been trying to hold her, and I loose the shackles. Oh,
my God.
Woo. I felt things breaking off
yes.
of Renee.
God,
things are breaking.
Yes.
God says, when you stand in the gap, who will stand in the gap for those who can't stand for themselves? We stand in the gap tonight. We intercede tonight for our loved ones. We intercede for those who are hurting. We intercede for those who are frustrated. We intercede for those who are weak. We intercede for those who can't hold up their own arms. And we pray right now. We declare victory over Renee's life in Jesus' name. Victory over Precious's life. Victory over Al's life. Victory in the name of Jesus over Mother Mae Thomas's life. We declare victory. Mama Koshaleke Namaka Nano Koshaleke Babako Koshaleke Namaneleke Papa Koshalama over every life that's connected to you. Victory in the natural realm. Mama Koshaleke. Your will be done on earth, God, as has already been declared in heaven.
Yes.
We thank you for supernatural breakthrough on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Victory, victory over my brother Gary's life. Victory over his life. Even as he had test on last week, we declare victory over his life right now in the name of Jesus, that he is prospering and being in good health, even as his soul prosper. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for every person that poured out to us on this week.
Yes, Lord.
On this past weekend. Thank you for every person that attended the celebration. Thank you for every person that prayed for the celebration. Thank you for every person that sold over the celebration,
Jesus.
Sold into our lives.
Thank you
for every person that blessed us,
yes.
My God, with their presence, with their prayers, with their finances. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Increase and multiply them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you
for every person that labored, every person that worked, every person that served.
Bless them, God. Yes.
Lord, we thank you for every person that was a part of this past weekend. And Lord, I'm sending showers. God says, I'm sending showers of blessings to your home. I'm sending showers of blessings to your bank account. I'm sending showers of blessings to your emotions. I'm sending showers of blessings to your family. I'm sending showers. But the man of God says, stupid blessings.
Stupid.
Are coming your way. God send this stupid blessings your way. In the name of Jesus. Blessings that don't even make sense. Blessings that nobody can figure out. Blessings that are beyond your wildest thought, asking, or imagination. Blessings more than you can ask for, that you can think about, more than you can imagine. More than you can even form the words of your mouth to take shape and push forth from your vocal cords. More than that, God says, I'm sending a stupid blessing to your house. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you.
Thank you, God.
For stupid blessings. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural release. We thank you for above what we can think, ask, or imagine.
Yes.
We thank you for manifestation of yourself, of your glory being revealed over this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. I received that. I received that for myself. Blessings that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
That's the God we serve. He wouldn't leave us speechless.
Yeah.
And I thank God for you on this prayer line tonight. We see a hand raised already, but if you press 1 on the phone, we're going to open up the phones at this moment. We just want to believe with you because God is, God, Pastor, you said it. There's going to be such a release of blessings that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. And only God can do that with no explanation.
Yes.
So let's start taking these callers, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. We thank God that he blesses us beyond what we could ask, think, or imagine. Our first caller tonight is area code 678. God bless you tonight.
I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of my breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. He held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of his grace. Whoa, he kept me. God kept me. He kept me so I wouldn't let go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, dear God, for it is forever. I almost let go.
Jesus.
I felt like I just couldn't take it life anymore.
Yes, God.
My problems had me bounded. Depression weighed me down. But God helped me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercies kept me so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of his grace. Oh, wow, he kept me. God kept me. God kept me. God kept me. He kept me. God kept me. And God has kept me. And I am so grateful to my God for everything that he has done for me. I feel so blessed celebrating Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, your 12th anniversary. It was just amazing. It was so wonderful to see so many members there and everybody just, you know, getting along and eating and celebrating your day, Pastor. I felt really, really blessed. And I went for a reason, and I got my award, should I say, because I really felt so good. Thank you so much for this prayer line, the people that were there to help out. You know, with the serving and all that, I feel like I was well welcomed too. So it's only the second time I go to the church, But I felt so good, and God really blessed me, and thank you so much. And I thank God for everything. I thank God for my pastors, even though they're long distance, but I love them so much. I pray for them, that God keeps them and continue to do his work in both of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. To God be all the glory. We give God praise. You surprised me,
yes.
Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
It was just a truly blessing to see your face in person all the way from Georgia. And we thank God that you flew in and celebrated with us our 12th year anniversary. It was such a good time. We're going to pray for you before we let you go. But thanks for coming, and thanks for everything that you did to bless
pleasure.
Our occasion. Amen.
Yes,
it was my pleasure.
It was so good to see you and to get my hugs. I felt so blessed when I hugged.
Oh, my God, Pastor, when you gave me that hug, I feel like I was on cloud nine.
Amen.
I was like
me
floating.
Too.
Thank you,
so...
Jesus, that spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. And not only did you come, but you cooked my favorite, the barbecue chicken, and it was delicious.
Oh,
that was
thank
so
you.
Good. That was my recipe. You used my recipe and cooked the I said, wow, look at this.
I could have done it without Sister Carmen.
Yes, you were Sister Carmen.
It was good.
Yes,
thank
you certainly
you.
Blessed us. So it was so good to see your beautiful face. And we have pictures to commemorate our time
yes.
together. So
yes.
What a great time we had.
Yes, I
Amen.
Had a great time with everyone.
Well, let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria, even as she is back home. We thank you that you kept her safe as she came to New Jersey. Now, God, continue to bless her as she goes throughout this month and as she goes throughout the remainder of this year. We thank you that goodness and mercy are following her. We thank you that favor is on her and her son and the addition to her family. We thank you for relatives and friends and church and whatever she do, Lord, for the goodness of God, even singing, God, the singing for the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Blessing us with that rendition tonight. We all would have let go, but you held on to us and we held back on to you. So, God, I thank you through it all that we're clinging to the Lord. We're clinging to Jesus. We're clinging to our God. So, God, nothing can separate us. So, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Even as she sang tonight, you'll keep a song in her spirit. You'll keep the joy of the Lord in her heart, and you'll provide for all of her needs in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we speak a divine blessing and healing over her life.
Yes,
we decree and declare that she got victory in every area of life.
Yes,
we speak, Lord, hallelujah. We speak success.
Yes.
We speak breakthrough. We speak overflow and increase over her in every area in Jesus' name. And we say it's done. We say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
I receive
well, may
that
God
in Jesus
continue
name.
To bless you. Amen.
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 Well, we love you. And
I love
I'll
you
tell
too.
You, God bless you. Amen.
God
bless you both. Love
Hallelujah.
You both.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The song was beautiful. What
yes.
a beautiful song.
I would have let go. God
yes.
kept me close.
Yes.
And we would have let go.
Amen. Amen. And that's what God is saying. Do not let go no matter what. That song was so prophetic because I was feeling that in my spirit. God is saying no matter what, don't let go because he's going to keep us. He's going to continue to
break us apart.
Yes. Yes. He's going to continue to prosper us and heal us and give us victory over all of the opposition. So we just thank God that we can hold on to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he said he will never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Amen. We're going to take another caller. We're going to take another caller. Area code 973. Area code 973. Area code 973. God bless you.
What? I guess that's me. 4433,
Pastor Etienne? Yes,
okay.
Yes, that's you. I should have called more numbers because you're right. Hi,
okay.
God bless you. Yvette, God bless
yes.
you.
This is just the Carmen's daughter on the prayer line tonight. Hi, Pastor
Amen.
Anthony. How are you?
God bless you. Good to hear your voice. We're doing well tonight. God bless.
Tonight, I figured I'd jump on the prayer line to ask for a prayer for myself, but I'm going to actually ask for prayer for my friend, Nicole, who's actually on the line with us, because she actually had a meeting today, and I pray that her meeting goes well. So I want the prayers to go to her because she has a family and she really needs things to go well. So I'm just asking God to make everything go right with her so she'll be financially stable. So that's really what my prayer is for tonight.
Okay, and Nicole, okay, we're going to pray for Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, God bless you.
I don't think she hit the button, so she's on my three-way, so I don't know if she can hear you or not.
She can hear me. Okay, God bless you, Nicole. I probably can't hear her. God bless you, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for Nicole, oh God. We thank you for her life. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you, Lord, for even what we already prayed, miraculous breakthrough, oh God, over the life of Nicole and her family, oh God. Lord, whatever they need, God, we know that you're that person. You're the one. You're the God. You're the Lord of all, and you are also sufficient. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are the one who has more than enough, oh God. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for favor in Nicole's life, oh God. We pray that you will, even the people that she met with on today, God, that you will turn their hearts, oh God, that you will give Nicole favor, oh God, that you will release everything that she's hoping for and everything that she's believing for, everything that she needs for her family, that you will release it to her. Lord, we're agreeing with her right now that there will be no lack in her life. We're agreeing with her right now that there will be overflow of resources in her life. We're agreeing with her right now that doors, I feel God, that doors will be open for her. That everything that's been held back, that's good for her, that it will be released to her. We thank you, Lord, for Nicole on tonight, God, even pressing her way with her friend Yvette to the prayer line. And Lord, we thank you, and we know that there's no good thing that you will withhold from those who love you, those who come to you. You said that we come to you and pray to you, oh God, that you will hear us and that you will give us and you will deliver us, oh God. So Lord, I pray for Nicole, oh God, on tonight. And I thank you in advance. We thank you in advance, oh my God, for breakthrough in Nicole's life. And Lord, we pray for Yvette right now, even though she asked for nothing for herself. And Lord, we thank you for breakthrough in Yvette's life, oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, Father God, that she has a heart to bring her friend to the prayer line, God, to pray for her friend, oh God. And they say, not for me, but for my friend. Lord, that
yes,
she even put her own desires to the side, her own, maybe whatever needs she has to the side, Father God, just so she could take the time for her friend. And Lord, I ask that you bless Yvette above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine. Lord, we ask that whatever if she has any troubles in her life, oh God, that you will step into the gap for her, oh God. And Father God, just annihilate all of the troubles that she may be facing, oh God. We bind up anything that's coming against Nicole or Yvette, oh God, and we speak breakthrough over their lives. And we declare that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and that there is no weapons formed against them that can prosper, that they are above and never beneath, that they are victorious in every situation, that they are, my God, coming forth with great testimony of your glory, of your faith, of your miraculous wonders, of your working in their lives. So, Lord, I thank you for Nicole. We thank you for Nicole, and we thank you for Yvette. And we speak breakthrough in both of their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Sister Yvette, we thank God for you. We're going to continue to pray for you and Nicole. But I just want to release this
thank
very
you
quickly to you. God showed me, even as Pastor was praying, your elevation and your belief in the spirit of prayer, your confidence in knowing the God that you serve, God says, even through that, I'm going to show you my hand.
My God.
I'm going to show you not just manifestations of miracles, but you're going to start to see change in the natural world in which you live, and it's going to be unexplainable occurrences, and you're going to know it's me, because he wants to increase your confidence and your ability in prayer even more. And because you brought your friend's prayer concerns to this prayer line, God says, yes, I'm going to bless Nicole because I even see her having a good spirit. But God says, because of you, you have grown spiritually, even your elevation in prayer. God says you have grown spiritually, and the devil's trying to even lie to you through thoughts that you have not, but you have grown, and your belief and your confidence in prayer have grown. And God says, because of that, your level of faith has gone up. Your level of blessings are coming up. Because your level of faith has increased, your level of blessings will increase. And I see Nicole in the spirit as a good person. And I know God is going to release some good things to her. But God is even removing fear up off of her. God is removing the fear. He's removing anxiety.
Yes,
God is removing it even as we speak.
And
I don't know her spiritual walk, but I see God doing something that only he can do. He's removing certain things that only he can remove. So you tell her to continue to pray and stay in faith and watch what God do. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. So keep believing God. Keep moving forward in him, because breakthrough is yours. And that's what God is saying. Breakthrough is already yours. And Nicole, I know she can hear us. I think I heard her. Breakthrough is already yours in every area. So God is moving on your behalf. So continue to keep pressing forward. And Nicole, we welcome you to come back to the prayer line event. It's so good to have you here. And you know you always can have a place to come where we will pray. And there is power in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Love you. God bless
you.
Amen. Praise God.
God bless.
Praise God. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's power in agreement.
There's power in the prayer of agreement.
I tell you, they were on one accord.
Yes.
We're on one accord tonight with our different prayer concerns, and I believe God is honoring us as we honor him, coming to him when nobody else can do what he can do.
Nobody else.
God is a faithful God, Pastor.
Wow, wow.
And I believe God is doing something mighty on this prayer line tonight. Let's take another caller. Hallelujah. We will get to every caller tonight. We see these hands. And this caller is 111. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I love you guys so much. Thank you for streaming for your online family so we could be part of the celebration. It was beautiful.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Amen.
We're glad you got a chance to see it all the way from New Jersey. You're in Cleveland, correct?
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about everybody else, but I could definitely feel it. And Pastor Rebecca, when you were pouring all of that honor onto Pastor Anthony and how much you loved him and everything, I'm going to tell you, it was such a blessing, because we I'm going to say for everybody, we really love seeing you being poured out upon and you being blessed and you being filled up, you know, like a glass of water, and you guys are being filled up and being honored. And that was something that I can't even tell you how much that blessed me to see you guys being honored like that, and just, you know, having a wonderful time and just enjoying being together and being in ministry, because there's so much work and there's so much, there's a struggle behind the scenes. And so just to be able to see that, it was just such a blessing. So I just wanted to let you know, even through the stream, we did feel it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, thank you for that feedback, because it was a great atmosphere, and I'm glad you guys could even feel it through the technology.
Yes,
absolutely. Thank you for thinking about us, all the things that you had to think about and organize. It was like you still kept us on Facebook, so and every place else. So thank you for that. Quick testimonies. You know, I always have testimonies. There was a prophecy, Pastor Rebecca, that you had spoken about. In a few weeks, I would have moments of childlike glee. That happened. I'm not going to get into any details on that, but that happened this past Saturday. One of the younger cousins and his wife-to-be, who was also pregnant, they were in a car accident. Some young teenager slammed into them. No damage to them, no harm. The baby's fine. They're fine. God protected. So, you know, it's a prayer covering of our family. And Pastor Anthony, you had prayed for our young men. I'm still seeing the fruit of those prayers. The prayer group, we have, my goal this month was to have 60 active members. We're at 58, and we're not even halfway through the month yet of active people in the prayer group on our Facebook page. So a lot of the prayers, I'm just sharing a lot of the prayers that you guys have prayed. I'm seeing the fruit of those prayers. There was a grant that I found out about that could help. You know, I'm fighting on a financial front on several different fronts. That's why I've always was asking you guys for prayer, because it was like it's not one thing, it's like a multiple things. And I found this grant, and the name of the grant doesn't even make sense. It doesn't have anything in the name of it that would make you, it's like if you read the name of it, you would say, this isn't anything, this is nothing. What is this? This isn't anything that, you know. And then they have two pages of all these limitations and restrictions and eligibility requirements and all these other things just to throw people off. Send me the application. I'm gonna fill it out. So my prayer request is for God's favor on this grant, because the money is in this obscure little. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for God helping me find it, I wouldn't. There was no one's talking about it. It's just the strangest little thing. But it, as small as it is, it would take off one of the huge burdens. So that would be my prayer request. And also for the millennials in our family, there's one in particular. His name is Lorenzo. He got hit with something very discouraging. So just prayer for him. He's come out a very long way out of drugs. He's engaged to a police officer. They have, you know, they're happy together, and he's getting his life together. But it just seems like the enemy is still got him by the ankles, you know, trying to pull him back. So those are my prayer requests, and I thank you guys in advance for all that you do and all the prayer that you do when we're not on the prayer line together. So I know you guys are always praying for us, and I just wanted to honor you guys and tell you how much I love you guys.
Amen. Amen. Oh,
praise God. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for Sister Barbara. We thank you for her family, even as she see the fruit, Lord, of prayer, the fruit of prophecy being even her natural family, her bloodline. We thank you, Lord, for every generation being blessed through the power of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit just going throughout that family like wildfire. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God covering them, Lord, even as you protected that family in the car accident, kept the baby in the womb safe. God, we see your supernatural angel watching over so many of her family members. So, God, we continue to say have your way in the area of prayer, even as she ministered to them through the social media website that you set up for her to minister to her family through. So, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even as we talked about revealed secrets, that you showed her this grant. You showed her this available money. You showed her this opportunity. This is an open door that only you could find, God, and it's exclusive. And, God, you kept it private. You kept it personal. You kept it hidden for a reason. Now, God, we thank you for the open door that she'll be able to execute through the strategy, that when the application is filed, it'll get into the right hands, God, that you will move the heart of the movers and shakers and the ones that have the influence of who they're going to grant the grant to. And I thank you for grace. Even as I said it, she needs your grace, God. She needs the grace of God to give her this available money to, as she said, to release something good into the earth realm. So, God, provide. You are Jehovah Jireh, her provider. I feel the Holy Ghost. You are the God that says you will supply all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. You are the one that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that we need will be given to us. So, God, she is a giver. She is a sower. She is a believer, a woman of faith. And, God, she has been faithful. Now we believe by faith that you will bless her in this area. We stand in agreement with her as she continue to go through this process. And, Lord, Miranda, Lord, this young man married, engaged to a police officer, about to marry a police officer, delivered from drugs and alcohol. You've already shown your hand, and the enemy's trying to rise up. We bind up every attack.
Yes.
We take authority, and we bind up every contrary spirit, the spirit of the Antichrist trying to come and infiltrate, trying to come and poison, trying to come and make toxic his future.
Yes.
God, you delivered him.
Yes.
You kept him. The drugs could not kill him.
Yes.
The drugs could not ruin him.
Yes.
And right now we pray, and we believe by faith. But Miranda, God, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But whatever the pronunciation is, I believe by faith that this family will prevail.
Yes.
This family will be successful.
Yes.
This family will be married.
Yes.
This family will be winning in every area of life. And she has brought them to this prayer line. You've already shown your power by delivering him from drugs.
Yes.
Now, God, we thank you for completion. We thank you for restoration. We thank you that you will restore everything that the enemy has tried to take away. And God bless, keep, watch over them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I bind up. We bind up the spirit of that residue of drug addiction and drug use. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up off of our family members. We bind it up off of this young man and anything that's trying to even haunt him and try to come back. We bind it off of all of our family members that may be struggling. Drugs, that spirit of drugs, that spirit of pharmakia, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we declare breakthrough over every life.
Yes.
My God, begin to call on the names of your loved ones that might be struggling with this spirit of drugs and alcohol. Just begin to call on the name addiction, the spirit of addiction. My God, God says, I'm faithful to complete the work that I have started in the lives of my people. God says, I have the power to break every addiction.
Jesus.
And we just thank God for shattering the shackles of addiction
thank
in
you,
the
God.
Name of Jesus. And any residue, that spirit that might be trying to come back, we bind it up in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we declare breakthrough, my God. Even as it's amazing how God is doing things in the spirit of poverty, that spirit of lack. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We cut it off at the gate. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the people of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, we speak abundance. We speak provision for the vision. My God, and even as God, a pastor was praying for you, Barbara, God says, I've given you great vision. My God, and I shall give you provision for the vision. I heard God say, write the vision. Make it plain. My God, every vision I give you, says the Lord, write it down. My God, it seems like your plate is full, but there's so much that I have given you throughout the years. There's so many gifts, so many abilities, so many talents that I have given you. I've given you the ability, my God, in your belly to get wealth. My God, and God says, begin to speak that thing into existence. My God, God says, I've already given you the ability to get wealth, my God, for the provision. And the devil's plan has been to shut your mouth. I don't know, that's just for you and some other folk. I'm grabbing it for myself. The devil's plan has been to shut the mouths of the people of God so that we would not speak forth our provision, so that we would not speak forth our productivity, so that we would not speak forth our deliverance, so that we would not speak forth our abundance. My God, we would not speak forth our prosperity. Oh, prosperity. God said we shall prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. And even as you said, I'm believing God for 30. I think you said 30. I think you said 40. I don't know how many members, but it was another number, a breakthrough that you were believing God for. And God, 50. My God. And God said, begin to speak that. I'm believing God for increase. I'm believing God for this grant. I'm believing God for the monies. I'm believing. It does not make sense. But we are believing God, my God, for everything that thinks us have us shackled and held down, we're already delivered. We're delivered from not having enough money. We're delivered from, my God, the residue that had us bound in the past. We're delivered, my God, hallelujah, from generational curses. We're delivered from, my God, the spirit of divorce that's plaguing our family. We're delivered, my God, from false religion. We're delivered from it in the name of Jesus. And that's over our families, over our own lives, over our children, over our parents. My God, God says, I'm breaking generational curses. Amen. The curse is broken, okay. My God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the curse is broken. And I see God doing some mighty things in your life, even through the things that he has given you. He asked Moses, we're talking about Moses tonight, my God. He asked Moses, he said, what's in your hand? Oh, my God. What's in your hand, Moses? And Moses thought he was just holding a staff. He was just holding a staff. My God, but that staff had so much power in it, my God, that staff was able, when he extended it by faith towards the Red Sea, it was able to part the Red Sea so that the children of God were able to cross over on dry land. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is saying, I've already put it in your hand. And that he's given you so much. And as you continue to step forth by faith and to work the plan, my God, work that vision, my God. God says, I'm going to bring prosperity into your, I'm going to manifest prosperity, oh God. Hallelujah. So no matter what it looks like, hold on to that word, hold on to God's word. Hold on, I'm going to manifest prosperity.
Thank you, God.
My God, in the name of Jesus, that you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we can say, God, my God, for what he's doing and everything he has planned for you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you.
Whew. I feel like running. I feel like running right now. Amen. I just feel like running. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So keep giving those testimonies. God bless you. Amen. We love you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We're going to take another call. Area code 919. Area code 919. God bless you.
God bless you all. Hey, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing really well. How are you doing today, one young woman of God? How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain at all.
Amen. Good to hear.
Amen. Amen.
I was calling in for prayer tonight. Just praying that God gives me wisdom for financial breakthrough.
Amen. Praise God. You know, it's amazing because the floodgates, as you said that, I saw the floodgates breaking. I saw the floodgates breaking open.
Amen.
Breaking open. The dam has burst. My God.
Thank
I saw the
Jesus.
Floodgates breaking open and the overflow. You know how the waters overflow the dam? When the dam breaks, I just saw overflow. You know, things overflowing in your life. Overflow. And it seems like, and even as I said that, I see an overflow of counterattacks. my God, things that are coming contrary to what God has said. It's so much. It's like almost to the point where it gets overwhelming because you're believing God to such a high magnitude and you're believing God to such an extent. And it seems like every time you elevate your faith to believe God, every time you go up another one of those steps, another couple of those steps, it seems like the counterattack comes to try to knock you back down.
Wow.
And God is saying that nothing can stop the plan that I have already ordained for your life. In the name of Jesus, God says, I'm sitting on my throne in heaven, and there are things that I have already ordained for your life, and there is nothing. As God said, there is nothing. God said, there is nothing that can stop the plan that I have ordained. It shall be done on earth as I have already ordained in heaven. And God said, you just got to do your job. And he said, your job is just to believe in the name of Jesus. He said, just keep believing me. Just keep believing with that childlike faith that doesn't reason with me, that faith that doesn't say but God, that faith that does not look to the left or to the right, but that faith that you once had so long ago where I said the word and you just moved. I said the word and you just believed me.
Wow.
I said the word and there was no hesitation. God says, I'm even taking the hesitation out of your faith. My God, in the name of Jesus, I'm taking the hesitation out, my God, to the point where you're just going to be running from me. You're going to be running from me.
Mm.
And as you're running, the blessings are going to overtake you. The blessings are going to, goodness and mercy are going to continue to run after you, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And they shall overtake you, my God, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. As the waters overtake the sand on the shore, my blessings shall overtake you, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for this woman of God, your woman servant. We thank you for the wisdom that you've already given her. We thank you, Lord, for an outpouring. We break this, break off that thing in her belly that has tried to stop, that has tried to dry up and stop the overflow, the outpouring of the wisdom that you deposited in her on the day, that you sent her to the earth, even as you sent wisdom to her and gave her wisdom of so much, even more than that of a young woman, oh God. Lord, even after the text came and tried to dry up her well, we take the dirt out of her wells on tonight in the name of Jesus. And we release the outpouring of wisdom, oh God, out of her belly shall flow rivers of living waters in the name of Jesus. And that there shall be no stopping, my God, there shall be no stopping her, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for unstopping the wells, oh God. We thank you for making room for her, my God. We thank you for moving obstacles, in the name of Jesus, even out of her way in the natural realm, and even out of her way in the spirit realm, even where the enemy has set up obstacles. We thank you, Lord, for moving every obstacle in the name of Jesus, and she shall move forth. She shall go forth. She shall come forth. Move, go, come. She shall move forth. She shall go forth. She shall come forth in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for financial blessing. Money bags, just money, old-fashioned money bags on this prayer line with just dollar signs on them, old-fashioned money bags, my God, with dollar signs on them, old money, my God, old money coming into your life, hallelujah, blessings, the inheritance coming into your life. We thank you, Jesus, for that overflow, my God, coming into her life, and we praise you, God. They can't shut up my core shell for no lack. No lack in any area. Glory. And she continues to delight herself in you. God says, as you continue to delight yourself in me, I shall give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Keep rejoicing in me. Keep praising me. Keep magnifying my name. Keep worshiping me. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. Keep spending that private, quiet time with me. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Keep spending that quiet time with me. Yeah. Find the closet. Get the stay in your closet. My God. In Jesus' mighty name. This season, stay in your closet. My God. So Lord, we just thank you for the overflow that's hit her life in the spirit realm. And we thank you for divine manifestation in the natural realm. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you, prophetess. Amen. Stay in faith. And as Pastor said, you already got the victory. Amen.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah. God bless.
God bless you. Amen.
God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Love you. God bless you. Amen.
Love you all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
we're going to take a final call. But Pastor, as you were praying, God showed me people going through spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And you spoke that word. That God said that's not just for prophetess, but many people who are going through, they're like Murphy's Law. It just keeps coming. But no weapon against us will prosper.
My God.
We fight not against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And we already got the victory. So receive that for yourself, that you already win. And the attack is great because the blessings are great.
My God.
And the anointing on your
My
life
God.
Is great.
Woo.
And God has already fortified you and strengthened you. So you will endure. We're going to take this final call up, Pastor. But the people of God, yeah, we may be under the attack, but God, we got the victory.
Wow.
And God be the glory.
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This final caller is 757. God bless you this evening. 757.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Bless you.
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're doing well, Sister Rita.
Glory, glory, glory. Yes. I'm pressing through. Just needed to be on the line and just press through and come on, because whatever is going on, I'm telling the Lord, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I'm just giving you this, committing this call to you, because whatever it is, it's like a cloud or whatever it is, but I refuse to let it hold me back. And especially after you all have just prayed and encouraged us to press through and just hold on and stay the course. So I press through to just come on. And I was supposed to bring a testimony that I didn't get in last week, and I don't remember what it was. But God has just continued to be so, so good, and I'm just continuing to write and just write things down, and they'll come across. They're going to be written. They're going to be a testimony on paper. So
amen.
I just coming on, just praising him, and just giving him glory, everything. He's been so good, and he is coming through. And I take hold of the things that you all have been praying for tonight. Definitely take hold of those things. There's just a strong, like, resistance. It's just like a fog. It's like trying to just block my thoughts, just block. And it's crazy. Trying to just counterfeit what God is doing. When Apostle said, the stupid, what was it? The stupid
faith. Stupid blessings that don't make sense.
Stupid
blessings.
Right. Yeah, well, the counterfeiter is like, he's on the prowl, and he's trying to counterfeit even that. But praise God anyway. Hallelujah. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
We're going to keep praising him no matter what it looks like. Sometimes it feels like we are just pressing through. It's so foggy. Sometimes we can't see. Sometimes we can't hear. Whatever it is. And I'm reminded of when, soldiers in battle. Sometimes the battlefield is so full, the smoke from all the gunfires. And sometimes whatever we're going through is cloudy. And we can't see and we can't hear, but we know, but we're not, it's like it's blocked. It's something trying to block our sight, but we just press through with what we know. Our faith will bring us through. Holding on to that strong faith and knowing God will bring us through, and remembering what he's promised, just holding on to his promises and pressing through no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, no matter how foggy it seems, just pressing through, pressing through. I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to press through because I'm going to receive what God has promised me. Even if I'm being so distracted and whatever this crazy stuff is that's trying to keep me from thinking straight, I don't care. I know God has a blessing. I know that I've already said yes. I know that I've already taken hold of it. As long as I've got hold of it, it'll bring me through to the other end. And I'm going to see everything that God has for me. And that's not just for me. I want to encourage whoever wants to take hold of that. We're coming through no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like. A few minutes ago, I barely had any strength, and I'm trying to stay on the line. And just where that heaviness trying to wear me down is like, nope. And we're coming through. And the harder the resistance is just just right there, proof that there is, that our blessing is right there. And he's trying to stop us from breaking through from right there. I took him to the butterfly.
Yeah.
When
well,
I saw breakthrough, I saw the butterfly and the cocoon and the chicken and the egg. And it's like, we will break through. And the blessing on the other side of that breakthrough is more glorious than any struggle that we're going through. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, we give God praise. Hallelujah.
Praise him anyway. Hallelujah.
Well, praise him. We're going to praise him because, as you said, it wasn't just for you, but you spoke that into the atmosphere, and people in the prayer line received that, that the resistance may be great, but we are greater. And, Pastor, even as she talked about what's in your hand, we're talking about Moses tonight.
Yeah.
I already see you writing songs. I already see your book published. I already see you doing great things with your gifts. And the devil is a liar. God has gifted you in so many areas. And like you said, you're going to press through that spiritual weight, that spiritual burden, that invisible force, as you said, trying to cloud your mind, trying to prevent you. I'll never forget the two-year battle with cancer. And I had such low moments. But now that I'm on the other side of it, you see the resistance. And you know as you come through that thing, God is going to use you in a mighty way. And that's what the enemy is trying to prevent you from getting.
Yes.
And Apostle Tillery, he spoke that thing, perverted persuasion. The enemy, when we're going through a storm, that's when he's speaking the loudest. When we're going through adversity, I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of your adversity is going to be penned in a song. Some of your adversity is going to be penned in your book. Some of your trials, some of your triumphs, some of your valley moments, God is giving you ammunition. God is giving you testimonies that's going to get so many people into the kingdom. So glory be to God. You have been called for a time such as this. And I thank you for that prophetic word. Encouraging, oh God of glory, encouraging people on this prayer line. Telling them to hold fast, telling them to persevere, telling them to press.
In spite
of the resistance.
Yes.
In spite of the opposition. And I believe that not only me and Pastor Rebecca, but the people of God received it. We're going to pray for you before we let you go. But you're on the right course. You're on the right track. And no weapon against you will prevail. Father, I thank you as he has a desire to do your will. God, like Moses, hallelujah, like Moses had to go up to Mount Sinai. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the distractions, the confusion. It was 70 elders. It was Aaron and Hur. It was Joshua. But only Moses is allowed to come up into your presence. And we know that Sister Rita knows how to get into the Holy of Holies. She know how to go into the inner court. She know how to, oh, glory be to God. She know how to come from the outer court to the inner court and to the Holy of Holies. And we thank you, Lord, that you allow her and you grant her access in spite of what she's facing. God, guard her mind. God, guard her heart. God, guard the anointing that's on her life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a supernatural hedge, a supernatural protection, a supernatural refuge over her life. Angels watch over her. Angels are guarding her. Koro o shata. Rekereme e kobo shala. Kerehe e kobo o shalaba. Kerehe kobo shale e kobo. Oh, in the name of Jesus, our heavenly language will protect her. Our heavenly language will guard her. The supernatural realm, God, in the name of Jesus, that other dimension, which is stronger than this dimension, she has already been seated in heavenly places. I'm going to say it again and make the devil mad. She is already seated in heavenly places where the devil cannot get to you. I'm going to say it one more time so that the devil can hear me in the spiritual realm. Sister Rita, you already are seated. You already seated above that nonsense. You already seated above the trouble. You're already seated above the confusion. So, yes, it's trying to stir up your natural thoughts. It's trying to cloud your thinking. It's trying to get into your five senses, but you are already above it. Your five senses are way above this thing. So, God, guard her heart. Guard her thoughts. Guard her spirit in the name of Jesus. So you stay seated in heavenly places. Stay seated above all this earthly stuff because God's going to bless you. And I can't wait to read that book. Can't wait to hear those songs. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I'm believing for our keyboard.
Look at God.
Amen. Amen.
Look at God. There you have it. It's going to.
What do you mean?
You mean a computer keyboard or a musical keyboard?
No. Music keyboard.
Praise God.
You know, and I just want to say this, you know, because I bind up the spirit of discouragement, amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I bind up that spirit right now, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of disillusionment, every spirit that would try to come and confuse the minds of the people or discourage the minds of the people of God.
Right.
I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus.
See, because
what the devil, don't let God, heard God say, don't be deceived. He said, tell the people not to be deceived. He said, tell the people not to be deceived. In this world, we will have trouble.
We
got a real enemy, y'all. Come on. In the name of Jesus. And we got to remember what our weapons are. Amen. When the devil starts to come against us, we got to pull our weapons up. You got that suit. You got that spread in heavenly language. When you began to pray, Sister Rita, in your heavenly language, I felt things. I saw things breaking off of you. In the name of Jesus, you go ahead and use your heavenly language. When that attack comes of confusion, you use your heavenly language, and that clarity will come, and it will continue to come. In the name of Jesus, I hate the devil. I said, I hate the devil. Amen.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus. And I already beat him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus already whipped his butt for us. Come on, y'all. In the name of Jesus. He got some power, but his power is not effective against the children of the kingdom of the Most High God. Because we can shut him down. Amen. All we got to do is allow our heavenly names to come forth and let the Spirit begin to make intercession for us with moans and groans. And then, you confused. Go ahead and begin to moan, begin to groan. Utterances that cannot be understood in this earthly realm. Amen. And the devil can't even understand what you're saying because now the Holy Ghost has stepped in and began to intercede on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And James said, count it all joy. Come on. Count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, when the struggles and the temptations and the trials and the weightiness of the life comes against you. He said, rejoice, count it all joy, because something good is about to come up out of this. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to hear this on tonight. Something good
is coming
out of your struggle. Something good
Thank
is
you,
coming
Lord.
Out of the attack of the enemy.
Praise
He's attacking you for a reason. He's attacking you because you're powerful in the Lord. He's attacking you because God's going to use you, like Pastor said, to pen those books and to pen those songs and to pen that testimony so that many can hear and many can read how great our God is. So those of you who are under attack on tonight, I bind up that spirit right now that will make you think, hallelujah, that the devil can bring confusion. We cast out the devil right now, and we declare that his power is broken off of this prayer line. It's not you that they're coming against. It's only you. It's against those who love us, those who are connected to us. My God, the devil, you think the devil's not mad because of the celebration that we just had and y'all celebrating with us and loving us and right there with us? My God, I bind up that spirit of witchcraft, my God, that might be trying to come against the church and the people that are connected to us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we declare and decree, my God. He said, rejoice. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. My God, your joy is a weapon. Your praise is a weapon. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And Rita, I'm so glad you came on because we need to release this over this prayer line on tonight. We're going to go through something. We're going to go through warfare. We're going to go through the attack of the devil. But we win.
Amen.
We win. My God. We're from some of us, I don't know, from the hood. I don't know who else from the hood, what they would call the ghetto. All my life I had to fight. Come on, somebody, where my warriors at? Where those that have to say, I'm going to fight. I'm going to kick the devil's butt. Come on. Where those that said, the devil never should have made me cry. He never should have messed with my family. He never should have messed with my mind. Come on. Where those who said, I'm getting ready to stand up and I'm going to praise God and shout the walls of Jericho down. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So we just thank God for strongholds being broken. I feel God. None of my questions are making on destroying shackles. It's been on this prayer line all night. And when the devil tries to confuse you, it's because he doesn't want you to speak what thus says the Lord. Because God called you to prophesy. He's called you to declare his word. So you go ahead and speak. I thank God for the breakthrough on tonight that you went ahead and spoke anyway. My God, yeah, that's it. Yeah, walk through your house. I see God saying walk through your house. And speak in tongues because that's what I heard God say. They've been trying to shut down her spirituality, trying to shut down your tongues, trying to shut down your sword, trying to shut down your warfare, trying to shut down everything that pertains to God and godliness. So God says, continue to speak. Continue to declare, lock yourself. I guess that it's the prophetess Michelle. Lock yourself, get your closet. Lock yourself in. I don't care if it's a literal closet. Get your war room. Lock yourself in. Turn on your music so they can't hear you and go in and pray in tongues and pray in tongues. Don't even pray in English. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. Just pray in tongues. And watch God move. My God. He's going to move in your belly and he's going to move out of your belly. My God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for you and everything he's doing in your life. And everything he's doing in the lives of the warriors on this line. This is not a prayer line for women. This is a prayer line of warriors, and we are warriors on this prayer line. There ain't no whips on this prayer line. There ain't no chumps or pumps on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we are radical for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pastor, open up the phone lines just for a minute, everybody's phone line. Can we give God just a praise? Just say hallelujah. We're going to open up the phone lines right now because our praise confused the enemy. Just say hallelujah right where you are. Give God praise. Everyone who is left on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
Some people have dropped.
Hallelujah,
but give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Open your mouth and praise
Hallelujah.
Him. He's trying to confuse
thank
us.
Praise God,
we
Lord.
Say
thank
hallelujah.
You.
But we praise
thank
God.
You,
people
Jesus.
That
thank
God.
You,
we give him a praise
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
We shout
thank
glory.
You,
we say whatever you are. We're going to praise God.
Hallelujah.
We feel we're going to praise God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Testimony. He's trying to mess up our thinking.
Yes.
You are changing for the better. Don't
yes.
let the devil lie to your thoughts.
Yes.
Don't let him cloud your thinking. Don't let him put you under condemnation because the devil is a liar. Don't let him deceive you. Just keep praising him.
Yes, God.
Pastor, what song are we going down with tonight?
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We will be on Word Wednesday tomorrow night. Please tune in. If you're local, please come out to the church tomorrow night, 7:30 Word
Thank
Wednesday.
You,
there is a word from the Lord for you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless everyone. We love you. Good night.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Job report, I need to pay. Just came home. Nobody want to give me a chance.
What in the world?
What am I supposed to make?
Production. I can't hear y'all clapping.